Hello, this is Rivers Cuomo, and you're listening to Jonah Radio.
If this is gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Neil, girl!
Out here, it's just a little bit
sweet, but I'm
tripping out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Get off the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Hanging out with your friends.
Oh, what happened there?
Oh, was that?
What happened there?
I wanted to put enthusiastic clapping up.
You couldn't do both? What do we know about partying or anything else?
You must chill!
Thanks for tuning in to Jonah Radio, everybody. Thank you so much. Oh, look at all these new fans from Scarborough Country.
We rolled
into Scarborough Country, and people are...
They were waiting on the border.
We were on fumes.
We were on fumes.
The Cadillac was limping.
Yes, we are in Scarborough County. We just are east of Dumb People Town, but I'll tell you this.
They passed through.
We belong in it.
Yeah, yeah.
We belong in it.
We sued the city for rights to join.
But it turns out we filled out the wrong forms.
Guys, this is Jonah Ray. Dio can't make it because he's fucking dead.
Oh.
Our producer is Cash Hartzell.
Hi, everybody. I'm waving still, even though we're on the new network and nobody can see us.
But people can feel it, Cash. People can feel a wave. It's like smizing, you know?
Smizing.
Yeah.
Smiling with your eyes.
Yeah. That voice you just heard is Neil Mahoney, and he is on the ones and zeros.
Nailed it.
Thank you. This is Jonah Radio, a podcast where the three of us talk about what's going on in the world of music, and we play songs that are submitted by you, the listeners, or people that just got our email.
Mm-hmm.
Publicists.
Yes. We are...
Weird mailing lists on Reddit that people just download hundreds and hundreds of... submission outlets.
Yeah, exactly. Cocky Streets being one of them.
Yeah.
Mm,
that's the old school fans right there.
Old school.
But you know, what we do is that we play some music that's submitted that we really like, and we tell people about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about music news.
We do. We do a weekly sort of music news breakdown.
Exactly. And so we're going to start off this show by playing a song by our friend's band, Man Man, that are going out on tour. Again, Man Man is back. Ryan Kattner's went from Honus Honus, and now he's bringing Man Man back.
Yeah.
And they're going on tour with none other than Rachel Black.
Yeah.
Friday Rebecca.
Rebecca Black, sorry. Oh, sorry. I was looking up pictures of Rachel Lee Cook.
Oh.
From She's All That.
Why were you looking up
that?
Because I was trying to remember who she was, like who the girl was from She's All That.
Why were you trying to remember that?
So I could see if there's pictures of her to look at.
Wearing what?
Nothing.
I think I saw Rachel Lee Cook at a Man Man show to bring this all around.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Heavenly at the what's
that makes sense.
Anyway, this is a Van Helsing Boombox, a classic song of theirs from the album Six Demon Bag. They are going on tour. Please go and see them with the girl who sang Friday.
Thank you.
this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Jodel Radio.
All right, thank you so much.
Ozzy, that was nice.
Staying tuned into the podcast that is known as Jonah Radio. That last song you heard was Man Man's song, Van Helsing Boombox, off the album 16 Man Man. They are on tour with Rebecca Black.
Rebecca Black.
Yeah. From the Friday song, which I once wrote a sketch for the MTV Movie Awards with Sean O'Connor.
Awards or Video Awards?
Sorry, Music Video Awards. The
Get
VMAs.
Your shit straight, man.
It's not even the Movie Awards.
Don't be lying on that mic.
It's also not the Movie Awards anymore. It's the Movie and TV Awards.
So,
really?
Is there like a hierarchy? Sort of like it's like, yeah, it's cool to write for the Emmys, but like if you get to write for the Oscars, but is there like a, you were just a music video writer.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I felt because it's like, you know, you're pretty relegated to like making terrible sketches when you're at the VMAs compared to when you're at the Movie Awards, which is more comedy focused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were also working with Sean O'Connor. That can make anybody feel terrible.
I was working with Sean O'Connor, whom I love. And he has a Weezer podcast that never came out.
I have his Weezer podcast that never came out. Should we put that out?
Nah.
No.
I don't think so. Guys, this is the time of the week where we delve into the world of music.
News! Now I'm thinking that you say the beginning of it, and then I just go in.
Cash, let's act like this is the first time people are tuning in.
Okay, ready?
Music news!
No, hold on.
All right,
this is the time of the show where we delve into the world of music news. In a segment we call...
Music news.
That's right. It's time for music news, where we scour a singular page of the internet, and I briefly scan the headline and do my best to let you guys know what's going on in the world of music. Guys, all right, here we go. In the world of music news. The fire, the universal fire that happened, wiped out a ton of
original masters.
It's just loud on this, Neil.
Yeah, I know, but the lyrics we're gonna fight with everybody.
Okay, that's a good point. We got to find a version of that song that
karaoke
that
version.
Also that we can legally use. Guys, so you know that there was a fire at Universal Studios. Which, of course, a lot of people lost their masters. More information is coming out. Now, bands being added to the list are The Who, Neil Young. This is one for our listeners. Jawbreaker Masters. Dear You Masters are also believed to be lost in the fire that happened a few years back.
They're saying
a salty banana.
It sure
is. It's the biggest loss of masters since the Civil War.
No, you can't say Civil War. No, I like the joke, Neil. It is the biggest loss of masters. I think you have to say since the Emancipation Proclamation.
All right.
The biggest loss of masters since Tiger Woods in 06.
Oh.
That's a guess.
I
don't know.
I like how we're going to a sports. Now that we're in the county,
Scarborough County, we got to get those sports jokes in.
Yep.
I'm trying to play to the crowd, you know.
Neil Mahoney, we give you full credit for that.
guys, but it's not all bad news about this Universal Fire. We know a lot of great music masters have been lost to the blaze, but not all is bad.
Oh boy, what was saved?
This band said, our loss can't compare. And they're right, because Smash Mouth responds to the Universal Music Fire. The fire that took Janet Jackson masters, Nirvana, Chuck Berry, Aretha Franklin, also took out some Smash Mouth.
Well, that makes sense, because Shrek was a Universal movie, and I'm sure Shrek just bought out the rights to all the masters from Smash Mouth and moved them over there.
That's
rough. They did lose their masters.
They did.
Yes, this is what somebody from Smash Mouth said.
Also, by that point, those were digital masters.
It was like 97. It was still
They were still.
Anyway, somebody Body from Smash Mouth said, our loss can't compare to the thousands of people who lost their homes, pets, memories, and even loved ones over the past few years in the devastating fires in California, both in Southern California and Northern California. Those images are etched in our brains, and it is their loss that really weighs heavily on our hearts. You know what? Smash Mouth, stop it. Stop it. Like, it's a conversation, you know, happens. Like, listen, people hate us. How can we make it harder for them to hate us?
You want something to make it easier? Sorry, for you
I meant hard to hate them.
Oh,
yeah, but what were you gonna say?
This is something that got told to me at a party about Steve, the lead singer of Smash Mouth. The way that they financed the first.
Steve Howell.
Yeah, exactly. So allegedly, the way that Smash Mouth financed their first EP and album was by driving around in a pickup truck through downtown San Jose with a long metal bar and putting it through Krypton bike locks and popping the bike locks and stealing the bike. Like, it was All Star was completely financed with the people of South San Jose's bikes.
You know, somebody once told me that, and that was you. You've, I think, mentioned that before.
I mentioned that before. Yeah.
First of all, fuck you.
Oh, Ted.
I'm a believer.
Oh, well, we left his podcast.
They got that Shrek money. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Guys, Lil Nas X, still reigning champion.
Yep.
Guys, Lil Nas X.
I think we've had 12 weeks of Lil Nas X news stories, which
Lil Nas
I'm
X's Old Town Road has... It keeps another Taylor Swift song out of the number one spot on Billboard charts.
Oh, oh. Choke on it, Stonewall.
Oh, didn't she?
Oh, God.
Nailed it.
didn't she come from country music? This is like the revenge of country music.
That's right.
Yeah.
She left country music.
She left country music. Somebody went and embraced country music and kept her out on number one spot.
She tried to pull a Dolly Parton, and Dolly Parton said, nah.
Nah, it's he's had Old Town Road has had the number one spot for 12 weeks in a row, and Taylor Swift and Drake have both not gotten number one spots because of Old Town Road.
That's crazy.
I told
you guys how much I love that the official music video that they put out.
Yeah,
there's a comedy beat in there that is so goddamn funny
for Old Town Road.
For Old Town Road, that it's
not just the one with Red Dead Redemption footage.
No.
They
made an actual one later. Yeah. Billy Ray Cyrus verses in it and everything like that. Fucking Chris Rock's in it.
Oh shit.
Yeah, like they went from like, oh yeah, B roll of a video game to like, we're making a crazy fucking music video. Lil Nas X crawls through a hole is on the run, crawls through a hole in the ground and comes out in the present with his horse and wanders through the ghetto and has a drag race, his horse against a car.
Oh, this is great.
It's so fucking great. It's so well shot. And then he wins, and the fucking payoff scene where the guy is like paying him off and is so goddamn funny. There's a little kid dancing on the horse, and the guy's like, you know what? You need to get off the man's car, because that's not fucking cool. That's not what we do around here. Get off. It's so fucking funny. I realize I just tried to recreate it, and nobody likes it now. But
well, no. Everyone likes it. Neil hasn't played Chariots of Fire once during that thing, because he was enthralled by your retelling of it. But nothing will ever compare, any version of Old Town Road will never compare to Cup KK's version, which is, of course... I'm gonna take your dick, put it in my hole. I'm gonna rise till I can't no more. Of course,
so you...
I've been struggling with how to say Cup KK for a while, and I think it was our listener... Ether John told me.
Listener,
and now
singular.
You know what's great about being off of Twitter is I don't have to see Ether John tweets anymore, which has been
off of Twitter? I may have to join you there. I know you guys have taken breaks.
I don't
want to
live in a world of Twitter where I can't make mild jokes about
Game of Thrones
and Guy Fieri without getting attacked. So, because, like, you know, Guy Fieri, the Hollywood Reporter said, Guy Fieri finally gets a star on the Walk of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And I retweeted saying, what do you mean finally?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? If they said Alan Arkin finally gets a star on
Martin
the Walk.
Martin Short does not have a star on the Walk of
Martin
Fame.
Martin Short finally gets a star on the Walk. That's who I would say finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guy Fieri is 7 years from the beginning of his Hollywood career. Nobody knew who he was in 2012.
I think yeah. they did. I think
he was still a New York
think.
City firefighter, right? At that point.
I have no idea. I don't know how he's still alive eating all that garbage.
That's he's a very healthy man.
I mean, he might do the like the Bourdain thing where he just stays like pretty healthy, you know, off camera.
Did you guys heard the story about the like the crazy 17-year-old that stole his Ferrari, right?
Oh yeah, but you know what? Yeah. This is a podcast about music, all and right. I don't want to give Guy Not Fieri GTA. Any more stuff. We're gonna break with a song. We come back. There's some more music news. This is Roswell Kids, Wendy's Trash Can off their album Precious Art.
In red neon suits and spray on tans, I'm down to my underwear, cause I threw it all away in a Wendy's trash can.
That was Roswell Kid with Wendy's Trash Can. You are listening to Jonah Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you are
Neil Mahoney.
What?
Neil Mahoney.
Is that the Sklar say Neil Mahoney?
Yeah.
Did you?
Neil Mahoney.
Was that from the episode of Dumb People Town I just did?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Did I get in there?
Nailed it.
Wow.
That's all I got, huh?
Yep.
I said
Neil Mahoney, give you full credit for that.
God. So, you love yourself so much.
So he was on it and you came up. Did anything happen with me? Did I come up at all? I haven't listened
yeah,
to
I talked yeah, about I you. Talked about you.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
I said we all have time at work today to go through.
You didn't listen to my episode of Dumb People Town?
No, I was.
I said we all want the best for cash. It's time to get back into the segment known as
Music News.
All right, guys. Okay, we did just.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Speaking of charts, guys, Madonna earns her 9th number one album with Madam X.
You can call it her 9th number one album, but I'm sure if you look at what it took to be number one when she was in 1988 when she was number one.
Yeah, nowadays,
and what it is now, it's got to be.
The Melvins get on the charts now.
Yeah.
Why did she call it Madam 10 if it's only her 9th time doing number one?
Well, she didn't know it was going to get to number one. It's not like she's like, this is going to be another number one album. Maybe it's her 10th album. Maybe one of her albums didn't go.
Does she do number two?
I'm sure she does.
On the inside cover of the album?
No, that's the book.
That's what, you know, that's the thing. This used to be my playground is about like a bathroom she used to frequent near a coffee shop, between the coffee shop and the recording studio.
The danceteria.
Yeah, the danceteria. Yeah, exactly. This used to be my playground. This is the place where I would always Mahoney.
No, that's... That's what that means.
To do a Mahoney means, and this is a reference,
and it's not.
This is a reference to Neil. Neil, it does make a difference talking to that microphone. No, Neil, it does make. I listen to this podcast. It makes a difference. You know what I should do? I should get like cameras in here so Neil won't shove his chin into his chest. Neil's gonna just start fucking like being
wearing
on this podcast.
A black hood?
He's gonna just start like being like Rollins, where it's just he's gonna put microphone up.
Yeah.
And he's gonna like raise his chin up.
You gotta put it right underneath the nose.
Yeah.
Not touching the chin. Yeah.
And he's gonna constantly say, "I will never tell a lie."
And then host a delightful show on KCRW from 8 to 10 every Sunday.
It is a good show.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a, you know, Madonna's been on Billboard 200 albums chart. It's her 14th studio album. It's her 14th. Yeah, so why did you call it Madam X?
Yeah.
That would be X.
Maybe she only liked 10 of them?
Oh, that's too close to HIV.
Maybe. But studio album. How many live albums has Madonna done?
I don't think you count those, do you? Studio albums.
No, she said studio albums, but
I don't know if she's ever done any. You know what, though? One of my first CDs, The Immaculate Collection, which I did not understand.
You said that like Wayne.
The Immaculate Collection. Shaw. It was a collection. I felt weird.
She was pop. She was the ultimate. I mean, between Michael Jackson and her, they were the stars of 82 to 92.
Listen, I was born in 1977.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, you're the punkest guy here.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Backlund.
Rotten.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, wait, I just gave away all my passwords. Yep.
God damn it.
No, just beep it. Just beep it.
I still have to write down the time code to beep it.
Yeah, well, you still got to do that anyway.
It's probably easy enough to figure out.
Yeah, anyway.
When I was in second grade, lines were drawn. Were you a Cyndi Lauper fan or were you a Madonna fan?
How was it settled? Dance off?
No. You just chose a side and then you stared the other side down.
Who'd you go with?
To choose between Cyndi Lauper and Madonna.
Right.
Wasn't Cyndi Lauper already a Madonna ripoff?
No. They were contemporaries.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Cyndi Lauper, of course, Goonies.
Much more artsy, like not sexualized in the same way.
Yeah.
Presentationally?
Well, yeah.
But Madonna was a bit more antagonistic, right? Yeah, she had burning crosses and like a prayer video.
The whole Madonna thing.
Like, yeah, exactly. Calling herself Madonna.
Yeah, but that was like
the Immaculate Collection.
Well, that was later.
Decades.
Yeah, later. I know. It wasn't decades. It was a decade, maybe.
Decade.
Still, it's plus. Like, you know, Immaculate Conception.
Yeah, no. Isn't that
fun? I didn't realize that until like way later, and I was in Catholic school.
But No, Cyndi Lauper was like the more punk version because she had like weird hair and like, you know.
She was the new wave Madonna.
Yeah, it was like more new wave and like she dressed in like weird frumpy like wedding dresses and stuff. And like, but the deciding factor was with me, Captain Lou Albano in the video.
Wrestling. The wrestler.
Yeah, so you went with her crew, not necessarily with the front line.
I went with the company she keeps as a vouch.
All right. Oh, that's pretty good. Guys,
do you think she ever took advantage of it? She was like, all right, all these wrestling people like me. Maybe I need
I think she did do like appearances on WWF stuff.
Oh, that's
nay WWE.
Ooh. Do you find it weird? Is it weird
that Neil used nay?
No, nah, he seems like a guy that would try to work nay into any fucking conversation. Also Withy.
Withy?
Withy to wonder.
Simba. Look at the stars.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Is that Billy Eichner?
Guys, Donald Glover and Beyonce are collaborating on a Rocket Man song.
On a the Elton John song.
The Elton John song from for the new Lion King.
Oh, okay. Okay,
got yeah,
it.
No, I,
you know, sketch comedian from the Derek comedy videos.
Yeah, I work with those guys. DC
and,
Pearson.
And Beyonce from
Houston.
The great kings of the past look down on us from those stars.
Angel Jones?
The evening breaks.
Those kings will always be up there to guide you.
The world for once in perfect harmony with all its living things.
And so will I.
Disney's The Lion King.
Now, that wasn't an ad, everybody. I just want to say that's crazy that a guy from UCB. Listen, I know Seth Rogen is in this movie. Seth Rogen's been famous since he was fucking 16.
Yeah.
Or at least like on TV. Billy Eichner is just like a powerhouse anomaly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to say that like Donald Glover doesn't deserve everything that he gets because he is one of the funniest dudes.
Yeah.
And
he's incredibly talented.
He's incredibly talented.
Great musician. Switchblade.
Yeah.
He really is incredible. But it's just one of those things where when you're in the biz, as long as we have been, where you like, you know, it's like if we fast forward 15 years and Brandon Wardell is in a movie with fucking Tom Cruise.
Oh, is it?
And
like
he's singing with Lil Nas X. But that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a lot of our new listeners are probably, if we have new listeners, are going to have to Google two of those names.
Which ones?
Brandon Wardell and Lil Nas X.
Well, no, Lil Nas X. Don't Lil Nas X me.
My tongue hit my teeth. I'm sorry.
My tongue hit my teeth. I'm sorry. And speech was born.
Hey, have you tried these mashed potatoes? Yummy!
Oh, boy. Guys, I don't know if you know this, but Noel and Liam Gallagher trading barbs once again.
Oh, no. Oh. Guys, just go a week.
Yes.
Just, like, don't talk to each other for a week.
The Oasis musicians are bickering again after Noel called his brother. Here's the quote. If they want to hear old Oasis songs, they're being played by a fat man in an anorak somewhere, you know, with shorts on, so they can go see that. I've no desire to at all to get back involved with Oasis. That's what Noel said. He's calling Liam Gallagher, one of the most handsome men in rock, a fat man in an anorak.
Well, and also that he's wearing shorts.
He's wearing shorts. Well, I love that. That's like a indication. Like that's such a thing to call out. Like, I'm a guy that doesn't wear shorts often. When I do, people point it out, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Well, you got long legs. You're showing them off.
I do. Like, I got huge calves. I got old fat kid calves.
People see that much leg on somebody. Normally, they're like, why is your butt hanging out? And you, and it's just like, that's your knee? What's going on? Like,
yeah, exactly. Do those legs go all the way up? Yeah, to my neck. It's a weird problem. I'm just legs and head.
I've been self-conscious since someone pointed out that I don't really have any hair on my legs.
Was that me?
Or was that me?
Who was it? Who was it, Neil? Neil, who was the one that...
Why is everyone so sad?
Oh. It was our friend Emily Gordon that
on this very podcast.
On this very
Was that why everyone was so sad? Did we all notice your legs?
No, I was just like, I never thought about it. I was like, Jesus, yeah, Neil? I was like, I always thought it was a good thing.
Neil is a little baby guinea pig.
I'm not a very hairy person. Like, I was like, that's great. It seems like a bummer if you are and don't want to be. I'm not pointing at anyone in the room. I'm just saying, like, yeah, like, I have friends who are like, ah, fuck, I have to, like, get my back waxed.
I did not get my back waxed. There was wax on a fence, and my back got stuck to it.
Cash waxes his back like a bear scratches theirs. You go into the woods of Vermont,
I didn't know you got your back waxed. I wasn't talking about you.
So. No, I embarrassingly, I do take the... I used to take the screen door in my old place and put it in the middle of my back, just the ridge of it, and, like, scratch myself that way until somebody came home and caught me doing it.
Guys, the Notorious B.I.G. has a room.
Oh.
A one-room shack that he's mentioned before. Just this month, the late Notorious B.I.G.'s childhood city block was dedicated in his name. St. James Place, between Gates Avenue and Fulton Street, and which is now known as Christopher Notorious B.I.G. Wallace Way. At a ceremony unveiling the new street sign, the New York City Council Majority Leader of Brooklyn says that, you know, they're very happy. They've had challenges. And then... but some people have pointed out that it is to buy that one room shack would now cost $1.25 million.
Jesus
Christ. I overpaid.
The room itself, $4,000 per month.
Oh, God damn.
Xbox One, Sega Genesis. When I was young, I should have pictured this. I'd be a fucking millionaire by now.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Also, they probably didn't know. They were probably renting.
Still, $4,000 a month?
Yeah, well, rent control, right?
Well, not anymore.
No, it's not. This was bought out. The building was bought out. But isn't that crazy? But that's gentrification for you. People go in, make a scene, make some art, make some music, becomes cool. People show up because they want to be involved. Mm-hmm. Then, a few hipster generations later... you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can really see it with the recent travel to Chernobyl.
You know what? I think it's a testament. Here's a very small example. PBR is a beer that people bought and drank because it was cheap. Mm-hmm. Venues that had bands there, that it's like, oh, we need like beer to drink backstage. Well, we'll give you PBR. It's our cheapest beer. It was cheap. That's why people... Then all of a sudden, there's like all these bands that blow up. There's pictures of them drinking PBR. They kind of hold it as a badge of honor because they're drinking this shitty beer. The beer becomes popular. Someone comes into PBR and says, you can make more money off your shitty beer. And then they start putting artsy things on the cans. And you go, hey, you go to a bar. And you're like, hey, you got PBR. I'll take that because it's probably like $2, $3 compared to the $5 or $6 of a craft. And then they go, hey, that'll be $5 or $6. And you go, that's not why that stuff exists.
Yeah.
And it was a company. It was like a marketing company that bought up a bunch of brands of old beers and then just basically started putting the same beer in all the cans.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty ridiculous. We're going to take a break with a song from Twin Temple, which is Twin Temple brings you their signature sound of satanic doo-wop.
Oh!
I don't necessarily think it's doo-wop, but it is very good.
That's a good lead-in for our next discussion.
That's right.
I never cry when I'm upset. I cast a spell. Send in the day. Midnight at the cemetery. I call on the spirit of their insanity. Take a handful of graveyard dirt for every man you wish to hurt. I know how to hex you.
Hex you.
I know how to hex you.
Hex you.
Let me tell you about my ex. He's breaking out in cold sweats. He lights his gold ring, and this black cat won't leave him.
to exit you.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Jonah Radio. And also check out Mystery Science Theater 3000 on Netflix.
Oh, thanks, wow. Bree.
I didn't know she was on that.
No, cool. She's not. She's just a big fan.
Wow.
Yeah. Guys, it is time for our topic for tonight. Now, we all know the standard trope of classic era porno music.
Mm-hmm.
Pornography.
Pornographic musicals.
Yeah, musicals.
To use the Latin.
Now,
great,
you know, these
use
days,
of our first episode on a new network.
What?
Great use of our first episode on a new network. Going blue.
You were the one with
your penis.
You go
out.
You've been going blue the whole time.
Nailed it.
Anyway. There's a thing we do where we replace stuff. We like, you know, we're tired of music, cheesy music being used, and mm-hmm. even though no music is used in porn these days, it is just the faint echo of a TV on in the background. If this podcast was happening in the 90s and 80s and 70s, boy oh boy, would this be a zeitgeist segment, as they call them?
Yep. Daring to go where we dare.
Yeah, exactly. So, but we thought, what would be funny if it's like, you know, there, you're watching an old timey pornographic film, and you know what you would normally hear is this kind of stuff, which is the bow chicka wow.
It's a little Jimmy Buffett After Dark, little bit. Like you get the feeling of the islands almost. It's you're on vacation. It's okay to have a little fun.
Well, this is like what this
slap
is,
and tickle.
This is when like this is back when you would have to watch the adult movies for an hour and a half in a theater. So they're not really trying to speed you up there, you know. They gotta
suddenly into a nice long groove.
It's a quote I'm selling, you gotta keep it at a medium pace.
Was this just a conversation you guys were having, you and Sandler, or what?
Yeah.
I could picture the outfits these guys were wearing.
I'm sure they're very white. Virginal white.
A lot of lapel on those suits.
But what would, like, Tim...
Just, like, looking like waiters at, a real family-owned Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, almost matador-length coats.
Yeah. All of them mustaches.
Oh, yeah. Mustaches everywhere.
Yeah. But
white guy with an afro.
Yeah. Also, mustache.
Yeah.
And the mustache has an afro. So the idea is, it's like, the scene is happening in the pornographic film. And it's typical stuff. It's, hey, someone said you needed something fixed.
Oh, yeah. It's down here.
Just down here? I mean, I gotta go. My boss has really been riding me lately. Is this gonna take a long time?
Oh, it'll take a while, and it'll be hard.
Now, this is what I would rather hear. And of course, I wanted a really quick eyebrow move on the horn intro. And
this is morphine?
This is morphine honey wipe.
Oh.
And this is what I would love to like. And also, I imagine this scene, this sex scene, to just be at Benny Hill speed.
Over crank. Or under crank.
Yeah. And of course, like right towards the end, we would go back to. Right when the guy is finishing. That's what I would love. If I was in an old adult cinema. if I'm watching a double feature with Behind the Green Door and Where to Go?
Where to Go?
Yeah, it's a romp.
I can hope David Simon is listening and the next season of his porno show uses that. The morphine was a band.
Nice dismount on that joke, Cash.
Thank you. I wanted to get off of it and away from it as soon as I could. The I saw Morphine as a side act stage. I had no idea who they were.
Side stage act?
Sideshow?
Well, it was like the B stage at the Horde Festival in like 97.
Oh.
And
Horde Festival being run by John Popper and the Blues Travelers.
Yes, they were the headliners along with Primus.
No, that's Spin Doctors. Spin Doctors.
They were probably there.
No, Primus was the headliner at the show I saw. Yeah. Neil Young was also there for some odd reason. But
that makes sense. All these bands like weed.
Yeah. Well, but Ben Folds I saw on the side stage. Never heard of him. And Morphine. And Morphine was one of those bands where it's just like, why does that guy only have a couple of, oh my God, they're playing the coolest music in the fucking world.
Yeah.
And just blew me away.
He was also blowing on stage.
Yes. And blew out on stage.
Blew
as
out
well.
On stage. Aneurysm, right?
Yeah. Died on stage. Yeah.
Oh shit. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Him and Tiny Tim died on stage.
Not same stage.
Yeah. My friend Paul Joyce growing up, had a rule. He said like any band with a saxophone sucks.
Oh.
And then I was like, you know, like any Bruce Springsteen, like
clearly he never saw the Lost Boys.
Well, and I was, and
is it a band if it's just one dude?
Yeah. I kind of got where he's coming from. I was like, yeah, I get it. Like, you know, like you can deny Bruce Springsteen songs because they're so popular and whatever. And it's just like everything we're against it.
Yeah.
And then, like we come to figure out about Morphine. I was like, you don't like them at all either. He's like, you could see him go like tested in his will. No, they're no good.
Or
like
no them. Old rock and roll.
Yeah.
I love that there was like, he could have gone like, well, that guy's only got what, two strings on the bass that he uses a sled. Yeah. If he had three strings, but two strings. Yeah. His saxophone gets but in that way.
The stunning irony was that he eventually moved to Chicago to pursue music and wound up in a band with a saxophone.
Oh,
and
shit.
And toured the country.
I'm sure.
And hated it the whole time, just staring at the saxophone player.
I saw him play at the Glass House in Pomona, and I was like, what's up with that saxophone, bro? He's like, yeah, I don't know. I guess times change.
Yeah, times do change. Now, Cash.
Yes.
So, I have a question before we get into this.
Sure.
Now, is Cash going to be the man and you're going to have to play the female?
No, we didn't gender any of
that
this
was,
stuff.
That was two consenting adults. That's all that
yeah,
that
that's
is.
All that matters. Neil, I don't know why you have to say...
I don't think that that's
yeah,
cool.
That's really odd.
Well, you played a kind of femme Cash, I'm just saying.
I don't think he did.
And that's how I am sort of behind closed doors in the intimate stages.
Okay, yeah. Right. So anyway, so let's go in again. You just give me the cue when you want. I don't think I want to see you ever again. Oh my God. I can't believe I just left my lover. I've been with that person for 10 years.
Wait, I don't know.
I'm just going to go down to the pool. Let me fucking,
all right,
like you're not
stage.
Here in the
yeah,
scene
all right,
yet.
Cool.
I'm just going to go down to the pool. I know it's closed and it's late at night, but I need a dip.
Did somebody
hold on?
All right.
Just change. You might as well bring some wine coolers and some beer. I'm going to go downstairs. Hey, oh, I forgot my key card. I'm going to have to go up to the apartment again. I'm going to go back to the apartment. Okay. Oh, there. Oh, who are you?
Somebody ordered a pizza.
Drunk pizza delivery.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of
people. They're the
Well, I guess I'm vegetarian and lactose intolerant, but until you figure it out...
No cheese on this pizza, baby.
You could have fooled me.
Well, that's dandruff.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It seems you need to lie down. Do you need a place to crash?
It'd be just if the couch... Just, there's dogs haven't been sleeping on that couch. I'm deathly
allergic. No. Okay. You can sleep here. Oh, boy.
You
okay?
Have a lot. There's a lot of stairs, like no elevator in an apartment. I hope you don't pay a lot for living here.
The
pool is nice, but
you're clearly really messed up. Oh, I just went through a traumatic experience. I'm going down to the pool to swim. You can crash here.
Okay.
Just please don't roust about my roommate Boston. They get really upset if you make any noise. I'll be in the pool. Okay, bye.
Okay. Yeah, enjoy the pool. Oh, God, this is nice. Hey, I wonder, you think she's got Skinamax? Let's get to a remote.
Jonah, I thought you were up in the apartment.
Oh, hey, no.
No, I was trying to cut him out of his own seat. What are you doing?
Yeah.
This is a solo scene on a yoga mat in the apartment while watching some Skinamax.
Fucking red hair is amazing.
Oh god,
I'm fucking a catch.
Yeah, this is guys like when in Rome.
Poor lady down, like,
hey Neil, down. Sorry, I know you were, I was just gonna take a dip, I just, my lover broke up, but there's some weird guy, I'm gonna
call the fucking cops.
No, I let him in, I can't, we have no grounds to.
I'm gonna go put a beating on him. I'm gonna go pump him up.
Wait, do you hear that? Let's go upstairs. Oh my god.
Oh, you guys get all the premium channels. Jesus.
Where's most of your shirt?
Did you break your arm?
I did. Look, most places don't.
Why is the couch upside down?
Most places don't put the dishwasher switch anywhere that close to the dishwasher. That is disposal. Sorry, not dishwasher. There's no dishwasher.
And scene. Oh, so, Cash, what's.
My song was "I'm a Man." It's a cover. It's just a masculine feeling that I feel like needs to be involved.
That's off the Ty Siegel covers album.
Fudge Sandwich.
Fudge Sandwich. Yes. Yeah. Well,
who did the original?
Spencer Davis Group.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Was Steve Winwood in that?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Look at me.
Hey, look at you. Okay, so Neil, now it's your turn.
Do I have to? No, you initiate the scenes.
Okay.
Come on. Look, he doesn't always have to initiate. You need to initiate sometimes too.
Times two, like twice as much?
No. Well, sometimes as well.
All right, cool. So go for it.
I don't want to initiate.
Okay.
I have never taken an improv class.
Hi, is this knife store open?
I'm close. Looking. Go home.
No, it's just that I'm looking for a particular knife. I'm looking for a particular knife that also somehow is made of whiskey.
Don't drink whiskey anymore here.
I could settle for vodka on the rocks.
No settling done here.
Okay, I'll just go back to my car. Hey, Neil Mahoney?
Yes. Yes, it's me, Neil Mahoney.
Neil, the knife store is closed, and they said they don't have whiskey or vodka.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So, and it's how are you going to whittle down that one stick to a smaller stick?
Well, God, that's I'm going to have to work it and get it. Strip off all the bark.
Wow, but you can't do it at a normal pacing, right?
Not at all, no. I'd need to be in 7/4 to get this stick skin off.
Wow, that's a weird time signature, Neil Mahoney.
It sure is. Also, I'd like to be kind of terrified about a dream going to an amusement park, and there's a gypsy that goes on all the rides
it's
with
a
us.
Different song.
You're really turning me on.
I hate what we've done with ourselves.
Yeah, you guys should be ashamed of yourselves. I closed up shop.
Went home, had a nice...
We cut to the knife store owner.
Now, I'll sit in this... $900 imitation Eames lounge chair and jerk off in alternating time signatures.
What time signature is this?
It alternates from, this is Nosferatu Man by Slint. And it
perfect hot weather album.
And so The timed signatures are 6-4, the opening snare hits, the two choruses, the post-chorus, the end of the third verse, and the final verse. 5-4, the first two verses, the first instrumental bridge, and the third verse. 3-4 during the first bridge after two measures of 5-4. 4-4, the end of the first instrumental bridge and the fading outro. And 15-4, Jesus the Christ. Second bridge. And 7-4, the transition between the second bridge and the final verse.
Oh, Neil just kicked.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That was Neil's scene, everybody.
Yeah. Esoteric and math-based.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Of course... Of course, we all know the best porn music would be, it's like someone walking in is like, so I heard you want to do porn. Yeah, I do. All right, let's fuck.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my damn. Oh, my goodness. They're going ham. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my damn. Oh, my goodness.
Does ham have a dirty analogy?
This is hard as a motherfucker.
If this showed up in a porn, I would be... I'd be happy.
Well, it would be...
For once in my life.
If that showed up in a porn, it would have to be a Five Guys.
It would have to be Five Guys.
There would have to be Five Guys.
Just Five Guys.
Yeah, there would have to at least
of course,
be Five Guys.
That's from Dame Drops. He did a review. He does fast food reviews. He reviewed the Five Guys burgers, the Gregory Brothers, the Masters of the Autotune. Yeah. They did that version of that song, which is one of my favorite things of all time. One time, I remember when that song came out, I remember I was at a party at Dave Clock's house, and I just found it was right when the 10-hour versions of YouTube started happening.
Yeah.
And so I put it like the 10-hour version on. And you know what? It took a long time before anyone got upset.
Yeah, it's like that old John Mulaney bit where he put on, it was like, if you like pina coladas or something.
No, it was...
30 times in a row.
It's not unusual.
Oh,
it's not unusual. And then, what was it, like after the 7th one, he put on What's New Pussycat and then went back to It's Not Unusual for another 15. Yeah.
Well, anyway, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Jonah Radio. We are so happy to be a part of the Sklar Bro family. Mm-hmm. We really enjoyed our time over at the Max Fun, but our friends Randy and Jason, who have been there part of our lives since we all started in the comedy scene in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Mahoney, we give you full credit for that.
And we're very happy to help them with this new venture and somehow let the podcast swindle, the great podcast swindle, continue on. We are going to do our best to keep up these episodes with them, and we're really stoked to be a part of that world.
Yeah, it's great.
To be a part of Dumb People Town, nothing better than that.
Yeah. And
it's actually Dumb People Town adjacent.
It's near.
But you're close to all the stores.
Yeah. We use their Walgreens.
And then they use Universal equipment.
This school. It doesn't really matter which school district you're in. Neither of them are very good.
Yeah. But that's it. If you want your music featured on this show, please email us your music at jonahradio@gmail.com. That's jonahradio, RAYDIO. @gmail.com. We will post about your music and give you links. So we really prefer Bandcamp. That's the thing. We like that company. We like that ease.
I like ease. Although they didn't hire me as a driver, so I'm not.
No, there you go. Also, currently available is Notorious POG, the beer I did with Stone Brewing Company. Notorious POG is going to be available for pre-order in California 2 weeks before it's available anywhere else. That's all I got. We're going to end with a song. Oh, and next week we're going to have some friends over. We're going to talk about the Danzig, written and directed Danzig horror movie we just saw the other night.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear
Veronica.
About this. I did not get to go.
We're going
to
have a bunch of friends that were at the show, and we're going to have a big party talking about it.
Yeah.
We'll
try not to do spoilers, but I think it's already spoiled.
It might be already spoiled. It's
definitely worth seeing. Full endorsement.
Yeah, exactly. This is a spoiler. This is a clip from the movie.
With just a touch of my burning hand, I'll live my life to destroy your world.
All right, so this is a song from Harlan off the album Harlan. The song is Anyways. Thank you so much for tuning into the party.